Are you a new real estate investor and you're still struggling to get your first deal because you just don't have the money to fund your deal? Or are you a wholesaler and you've collected some assignment fees, but there's some deals you want to stay in and you don't have the funding for the deals? Or are you a seasoned real estate investor and you just want more funding to do more deals and get really super cheap interest rates? Well, if you answered yes to any of those three questions, don't go anywhere because I'm getting ready to plug you into the money. Well, welcome to another episode of the Private Money Academy podcast. I'm Jay Connor, known as the Private Money Authority, and I want to welcome you to the show. If you're brand new to the show, you may not know that I have just amazing guests and experts join me here on the show. Today's no exception. But before I introduce you to my dear friend and my special guest, I've got a free gift for you for just showing up here on the podcast. And that is my brand new book called Where to Get the Money Now, subtitle, How and Where to Get Money for Your Real Estate Deals Without Relying on Traditional or Hard Money Lenders. Well, it just came out. It was in the top 100 Amazon bestseller list, and it's 20 bucks on Amazon, but you get to get it for free, just cover shipping and handling. So this book will show you and teach you the five steps on how to get private money very, very quickly. And the five steps is how I got over $2 million in less than 90 days when I lost my line of credit at the bank. You can get the book for free at www.jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K, and we'll rush it right out to you. That website again is www.jayconner.com/book, B-O-O-K. We'll rush that right on out to you. Well, my special guest today, he is an entrepreneur like myself. His very first business venture was raising feeder calves and selling to local individuals, of course, at a profit before he was even a teenager. Well, as a boy, he learned the value and pleasure of hard work and how to leverage and obtain money while providing an item people wanted and or needed. So he and his brother, Aaron, they went on to work in their dad's construction company all throughout high school. Well, moving on down the road, he's always loved seeing others succeed. Ever since the age of 18, he's been involved in various prison ministries and other youth ministries as well, showing people a path to a better life. In addition to that, he ran into some health challenges when he was only 20 years old that caused him to explore some new money-making opportunities beyond the field of construction. So in his early 20s, he amassed several million dollars of real estate within a very short period of time, as in like within a 2-year period, while continually and eventually leading to leading the prison ministry. So he went on to completing many millions of dollars of real estate transactions, starting at the age of only 21 years old. And that included building a $25,000 a month passive income in real estate in just a short 3-year period. While in addition to that, owning a real estate or commercial real estate, including a mobile home community. So as of now, he's bought well over 350 houses, and he's currently doing several house deals a month. He's focused on growing his real estate portfolio with both single family and multifamily properties and coaching students as well on how to do or create wealth in real estate. So in addition to that, I know him very well. He's a dear friend. He's got a heart for people. He loves to see people succeed. His mission and his passion is to help people create the life of their dreams and to encourage them and push them to do whatever they thought was nearly impossible. My dear friend, Andrew Schlag, welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hello, brother. How are you? Good to see you, Jay.
Good to see you too, Andrew. Hey, would you please do me a favor? Take a little swig of enthusiasm and bring up the energy a little bit. When I grow up, Andrew, I want to be like you.
Well, thank you. I'm sitting here with one of my favorite books, Jay. Look at this.
Oh, looky there. Look at you. Where'd he get the money now?
I love this. I've actually turned on several of my friends and family to it, and they are loving it too. So thank you.
Awesome. I love it. So take people back, Andrew. You know, what got you into real estate to start with?
Yeah, so back in 2012, I guess it was, I encountered some health challenges that knocked me out of the construction game that I grew up doing as a teenager. And so I started looking for other opportunities to make money. And it was February of 2014, I was listening to talk radio. And, you know, we all face those moments in our lives. We, at the time, make a decision and we have no idea what kind of impact it's going to have. And that was one of the moments for me. And I was listening to talk radio and I heard this radio ad say that you could buy houses with no money or credit and to call for a free book and CD. And so I called and got the free book and CD. And a few weeks later, found myself in a live real estate seminar in Atlanta, Georgia. And I actually got my first wholesale deal at that live seminar and went on to complete about a dozen deals that year in 2014. And then in 2015, I was 22 and I bought 50 houses in 52 weeks. And I said, this is really cool. And so I have been growing that ever since. And so I've got to give you some credit for that, Jay. I remember meeting you at that seminar, at that real estate training back in 2014 and the impact you made on my life. And at that transitional point, man, what a powerful impact. So thank you for that.
Well, you're certainly welcome. How in the world, Andrew, do you buy 50 houses in 52 weeks?
Yes. So it was a conglomeration of several strategies. So starting out, I wholesaled. And then I started implementing creative finance strategies. And of course, banks wouldn't look at me. I was young, had no credit history to speak of. And I actually found out about this little known secret of private money. And that also gave me, so with the combined creative financing, wholesaling, and leveraging private money was the three strategies I used to buy 50 houses in 52 weeks.
That's amazing, man. So you went full time into real estate investing when you were how old?
So I was, I guess technically 22 when I went full time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever been an employee?
Not other than the family construction business. No, I was just telling somebody the other day, I said, I guess I've never technically been interviewed for a job my entire life. And so, yeah, I guess I never have been.
Well, you're just unemployable.
Unemployable. What can I say?
So when you started out in real estate, what were some of your early struggles?
So first struggle I would say was lack of confidence. I being 21, having never made much money and never made over $30,000 in an individual year before, I didn't realize what was possible. And I remember sitting there at that live event. And I remember your speech, Jay, at that event. And thinking back on that now, I heard your net profit, which at the time, I forget what it was, but 50 something or $61,000 a deal maybe. And my wheels were turning. I'm like, that's a good year's wages. And you're doing that on every single deal. And so for me, just to grasp that that was a possibility and that kind of financial freedom was there. Fortunately, I had my favor. I was young enough and I believed everybody was honest. So I believed everything I was told and started into implementing it, you know. So I'm glad I had that trusting and that belief. But for me, believing it was possible and believing I could do it, that self-confidence was very low.
Well, so you can speak from experience. So what would you say to someone that feels like they're lacking confidence? How do they go get some?
Well, the first thing that they should do is go get some checks. That always increases confidence. And, you know, I've got every time I get a check, I still to this day try to get a physical copy of it just because I love having that stack of checks and reminder And of course, now, with student checks, you know how this is, Jay. You love seeing student checks. That's your driving force every day. So the first thing I would say to anybody is go get some checks. And the second thing is I advise everybody to write down your goals and read over them every day, because you start believing them. You know, it's amazing the world in which we live. There's people out there quoting false things every day because they think if they say it enough that people will think it's true. That's the wrong way to use it. If you tell yourself the right things every day, I really can do this. I could buy 10 houses this year. You tell yourself the right things every day, pretty soon you'll start believing it. Next thing you know, you're doing it.
It sounds like in addition to real estate investing, personal development and personal growth and mindset is just as important to you as it is to knowing the strategies. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. I will say learning real estate strategies is systemization. It's just finding somebody who's done it successfully and copying it. When it comes to the mindset though, and that is something that took me a bit of overcoming, and that is definitely equally as important as the real estate investing tools. Absolutely.
So when it comes to mindset and personal development, what book do you recommend the most often for people to read in the world of personal development, in addition to the Bible?
Yes. Well, that's the ultimate right there. The book of Proverbs has so much wisdom in it. I love that. Now, I must tell you, Jay, I just co-authored a book called You Can Overcome Anything. Yes, I did. And I just got the paper copies in the other room. That is a powerful story of me and eight other people who overcame the impossible. It's one I would encourage folks to go check it out. You can get it on Amazon. You Can Overcome Anything, Volume 5. But that is a good one. Something else I commonly tell people, recommend that people do, is to read. There's one called How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. That's a good one for just starting to build your network. One of the early books I read years ago was Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And that one really had a huge impact on me. And then there's a list goes on. I love See You at the Top by Zig Ziglar. But pick out a couple of those that I've mentioned for our listeners and go read them. Every morning I get up, I read in a book. If I'm tight on time, it may only be a couple of pages, but I dedicate time every day to reading.
Speaking of Napoleon Hill, I did not know until less than a month ago that he wrote a book that his family and his wife would not even let him publish. And it was just published 10 years ago. It's called Outwitting the Devil by Napoleon Hill. Have you heard of that book?
I have. I love that book.
Yeah. I just finished it. I just finished it over the weekend. So Andrew, how do you keep the momentum going?
Yes. I'm glad you asked, because I am a big believer in momentum, and I've seen people who lost momentum and it seems they struggle with that. And so getting the mindset right, taking daily actions toward your goal is key. Even if you're working a full-time job and your objective is to buy X amount of houses in this year, for example, as we're on a discussing real estate here, maybe your goal is to raise X dollars in private money this next year. Whatever that is, write it down, take daily action steps toward it, and man, just keep the progress up. I must say every morning as I go through my daily routine, my daily devotion and prayer and reading of some books, everything for me that sets the tone for the day and keeps my momentum going day by day. And quite frankly, the better I can keep every day going, the better the momentum picks up. And it's something you don't ever want to lose out on. Always keep multiple things. Never count on just one. You know, I may have 7 deals under contract right now. If one falls out, I'm okay. If I have one under contract and it falls out, it's a bit of a challenge. So just momentum. Just begin to build that and take daily action steps toward that. Don't ever miss it. Some people work full time. And I always recommend everybody book out at least 6 hours a week if you're part time in real estate. And book that out and stick to that. And that's what I recommend everyone do, even if it's certain segments, 30-minute segments, hour segments, whatever that looks like.
You've got a lot of experience over the years in wholesaling, and you just came out with your new wholesaling course. Tell everybody about that.
Yes. So my wholesaling training is called Virtual Wholesaling Nationwide, and it is meant to help somebody who either A, is doing their first real estate deal, get started, get their first 10 to 50, even bigger check, $50,000 check or more. 10,000 is the bare minimum I have anybody to do on a wholesale deal. My average is $14,000 profit per wholesale. And this system is meant to take anybody from start to finish. So all the way with contracts, filled out what they need, all the information they need, six segments of me and my dear friend Ron LeGrand going through the steps of wholesaling, how to find deals, how to get buyers for those deals, how to flip the contract and get the most profit out of every single deal. So everything you need for wholesaling is in this training that we have put together.
And where can people go to get that training?
Yes. So Jay, I actually have a very special deal for your people. And I thought you would want that. So what we have done is it's $14.97 if you go to reiwithpurpose.com. But they can go on to shoot me an email, actually, and title the name Virtual Wholesaling and make sure they mention that they heard it here. And I will actually send them the special Jay Connor link to get the Virtual Wholesaling Nationwide training for only $297.
Awesome. And what email address should they send that to?
That would be like my name, Drew Schlag, DREWSCHLAG at gmail.com.
So Drew Schlag, that's DREWSCHLAG at gmail.com.
Yes. Awesome.
Well, that's an unbelievable deal right there, Andrew. Thank you so much for offering that. Tell everybody, what does your organization look like these days? I mean, it's like you just said you got seven deals under contract or whatever.
Yeah.
You got a bunch of people running around? I mean, how are you running this kind of operation?
Yes. So I do actually all types of transactions still. I love wholesaling. It's the fastest way to get a paycheck. Yet, as I mentioned, thanks to your help, Jay, I've raised millions of dollars of private money. I do a ton of stuff with private money, both fix and flips and holding properties. And then I also do owner financing and creative finance stuff. And so the way my team is currently built out, I have a sizable team. I have 10 team members. And so I have four of those team members who are solely focused on the rehab side of the business. I've do a fix and flip about one a month. And of those four people, three of them do labor on the properties. And so that's how that part is built out. And then on the other side, the acquisitions and dispositions is where the other six people are. And they handle acquisitions, dispositions, the closing, the management of my lease option tenants. I hold a sizable number of properties still. And so that's how we're running today.
So in today's market, what methods are working the best for you to locating motivated sellers?
Yeah. So right now, what is working really good for me is, number one, still the free and cheap stuff is the I call it the mobile bandit signs, the magnets for cars for all my team members. And I still do some bandit signs here and there. And still buying from there. My number one resource currently is Google Ads and Facebook Ads. So I'm doing a ton with paid Google Ads and paid Facebook Ads. And that is working very well. In fact, last week, my ad cost per lead was down to $31.30 per lead, which is
cheap, man. That
yeah.
is cheap.
Yes.
That is fantastic. Fantastic. So what percentage of your business would you say are wholesale deals and what percentage are rehabs?
So about 65% right now is the creative finance and the other 35% combined is wholesale and rehab. So right now I'm doing about one rehab a month and about one wholesale deal a month. Now, on a little bigger month, it's not unusual for me to do two or three wholesales, but one a month is pretty average.
I got you. So this is one of my favorite questions, Andrew, and that is, what would you say is your superpower?
Being creative. In real estate, it comes down to really being creative, especially in the beginning stages. You know, as you grow, as you build out the business, you can kind of systemize and make things run and turn down deals that aren't necessarily perfect. Yet in the beginning, you know, it's about just being creative and making it happen. And I've always prided myself in being able to put together deals that others have passed on. And that's how I've gotten tons of deals and turned them into $30,000, $40,000, and $50,000 profits, is because whether it be, you know, liens on the property, or whether it be the financing being a challenge, or whatever it is, just being creative in real estate can make you a ton of money.
What tools or systems or CRMs or contact management systems do you use to keep up for your team, to keep up with all the deals you got going on?
Yes. So we have two systems we use, and I personally struggle with technology a little bit. Being a young guy, I don't know why, but I do. And so I have my team who has implemented, and we have been using FreedomSoft is what we've been using. FreedomSoft is a great software, and it's a CRM that combines all of our leads, all of our follow-up. It, as we put somebody under a certain category, it follows up with them. It texts them every few days for us. It has all the contracts in it. It's a very centralized system that we can log in and see where every team member's deals stand, what's closing, what's not, you know, where things are in the process.
What's the best advice that you can give to a new real estate investor that hasn't done their first deal yet?
Yeah, that would be to go out there and start getting phone calls done. I said earlier, to build your self-confidence, go get a check. And of course, for me, I found that being wholesaling. But frankly, at the end of the day, if you start calling people and you start negotiating deals, you know, I just give you an example of one. I talked about earlier about being creative. I went on Facebook Marketplace, found a house that was worth 180 fixed. It was rented. The lady was asking 95. I said, what's the least you'll take? She said 85. I said, is that the best you can do? She said, I'll do 81.5. She dropped down to 81.5. I took the house, I contracted, I posted it back on Facebook for 99, and somebody come along and offered me 95 for it. So all by that 5-minute conversation of flapping my lips, we negotiated the price, posted it back in the same place it just was, with probably a little better picture and a little better description, and got a check. So I would say just get out there and take action. Go get that first check, because once you get the first check, they only get easier from there. At least that's been my experience.
What's the biggest mistake you've made in real estate?
Well, there's a list of them.
Well, just tell us one lesson learned.
I would say for me, learn what you're good at and what you're not. And that's okay. I am not good at overseeing rehab projects. If I didn't have a team, I would never rehab. I would do creative finance and wholesales only. So know what you're not good at, and you know, hire it out or don't do it. That would have saved myself a lot of time, effort, energy, and you know, lost time had if I done that a lot sooner.
Makes a lot of sense. Man, Andrew, I can't believe the time has flown by for us. So yeah, let me let you wrap it up and put a bow on it for us. Final parting comments from Andrew Schlag.
Well, I would just say to all of you who are listening to this, that you're blessed to have my friend and one of my mentors, Jay Connor, in your life. Just because having this information on this podcast and interviewing such wonderful guests, as I know Jay does, man, find that guide and follow it and get that information, all of it you can, and then take action on that information. I would just say thank you all for being with us. Thank you for listening, and continue to stick around. All the information, all the knowledge, all the winners you can to upgrade your life. You have to upgrade the circle in which you're in. Put yourself around the people that you want to be more like. And that's what you're doing here today. So great job on that.
Thank you, Andrew. And Andrew, your website is www.reiwithpurpose.com. Did I get that right?
That is correct.
Okay. So Andrew's website, www.reiwithpurpose.com. And if you want to get like steal his virtual wholesaling course, you can email him at drew@gmail.com. And he will shoot that over to you at that ridiculously low price. Anyway, Andrew, thank you so much for joining me, man. It's great being with you and seeing you again.
My pleasure always. Thanks for having me, Jay.
All right. Thank you. There you have it, folks. Another episode of the Private Money Academy podcast. I'm Jay Connor, your host, also known as the Private Money Authority. Here's to wishing you all the best, taking your business to the next level. And we'll see you right here on the next Private Money Academy podcast.